Proclamation number 4437 of 20th of September, 1948. Disciples of the End Time. Earthly relationship. God's worry about family. Just as the disciples had to separate from their families, from house and farm, in order to follow me, so the last disciples must also be prepared to give up everything if they hear the gentle call in their hearts to work for me. Their love for me must be so great that they will not prefer any earthly bond to me. Only then can they work as my true disciples on my behalf. As long as they are still bound by earth, they cannot hear the inner voice which, however, is absolutely necessary in order to spread my word, in order to be able to teach their fellow human beings. Nothing may be dearer to you than my word, the expression of my love for you, and you must gladly and joyfully and at all times be willing to hear my word, directly or also indirectly. The more you have gained insight into the spiritual, into the eternal truth, the more you will understand that you must completely give yourselves to me if you want to serve me as an instrument, for every connection between you and the material world prevents me from working through you. And thus you also have an explanation about the problem of how far my servants should remain free from firm ties which do not apply to spiritual striving, thus do not strive to achieve a common spiritual aim. My disciples had to leave their wives and children in order to follow me, and I blessed them for it. 21st of the 9th, 1948. Anyone who has me as his aim must not send his eyes backwards. Anyone who strives towards the spiritual kingdom has overcome the world and can therefore also calmly leave the world without harming or damaging his fellow human beings. For then I will take over the care for his own, whom he has looked after until now. Then I will also make his earthly task easy for him and only assign it to him to such an extent that he can do spiritual work at the same time, i.e., inform his fellow human beings of the purpose and aim of earthly life. If I need my disciples for this, this task is the most important. But then they should confidently relinquish what could prevent them from carrying out this work. They shall set themselves free and now proclaim my word as my true disciples and be without worry. But anyone who loves the world more than me is not suitable as my disciple in the last days, for he cannot serve two masters, he cannot pay tribute to the world and strive towards me at the same time. The separation must first be completed before I can accept him as my servant who will no longer backslide and for whom my goods offer full compensation for the world's goods. But as long as there is still something which is placed before me, I cannot obviously work in and on him, and therefore he must have completely overcome the world in order to be a true disciple for me in the last days before the end. Amen.